Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll be steppin' in society, and we'll celebrate the birthdays of Ned Washington, Ted Snyder, Sidney Clare, and Harry Axt, who were all born on the same day of the year. Last week, August 15th, marked the birth in 1901 in Scranton, Pennsylvania, of 12-time Oscar-nominated lyricist Ned Washington. He was one of nine children, attended Scranton Technical High School, and worked as a newspaper boy for the Scranton Times. But he also contributed poems and stories to the local paper and eventually to other newspapers and national magazines. He began his career in vaudeville as a master of ceremonies, booking agent, and material writer, and became one of Tin Pan Alley's most prolific writers. His first success was in 1928 with Singin' in the Bathtub, which was included in the musical review Earl Carroll Vanities of 1929. Washington collaborated on a number of Broadway scores, including several years of the Earl Carroll's Vanities, Vanderbilt Review, Murder at the Vanities, Blackbirds of 1934, and Hello, Paris. In 1934, under contract with MGM, he moved to Hollywood, where he wrote complete scores for films including Pinocchio. Washington collaborated with composers including Victor Young, Michael Cleary, Ali Rubel, Jimmy McHugh, and Sam Stept. Ned Washington died in Los Angeles, California on December 20, 1976. Highlights from his catalog include Makin' Faces at the Man in the Moon, Can't We Talk It Over, I'm Getting Sentimental Over You, I Don't Stand a Ghost of a Chance with You, When You Wish Upon a Star, for which he won a 1940 Academy Award, and these.
I've seen today. I mean that sweet patootie standing right over there. Gee, I wish she'd turn and look this way. Doesn't seem as if I'll get a glance. So here goes, I'm gonna take a chance. Hello, baby, how do you do? Hello, baby, speaking to you. No one else but me. In person, hello baby, you're going my way. Hello baby, what do you say? How about a little company? I take off my hat to a baby like you. Take off your high hat and we'll find things to do together. Come on, baby, don't hesitate. Come on, baby, cooperate. Gee, you're swell, oh, hello, hello, baby. Up above. Lovebirds, baby, they're making love. Birdies do it. Honey, why can't we? Don't be a stranger. Why be bashful with me? There'll be no danger. Dear, just as long as we keep walking. Come on, baby, I'm not so bad. Now listen, baby, I can be had. Gee, you're swell, oh, hello, hello, baby. Where it leads me, I'll come running if you need me, anytime, any day, anywhere. Difference where it leads me, I'll come running if you need me, anytime, any day, anywhere.
Let us find a world apart, and as long as you're there beside me, there'll be melody in my heart. I'm in your hands to take and hold me, to make or mold me, if you but knew. In you I find my consolation, my destination depends on you. Love must have love to cling to, as a leaf clings to a tree. So I must have a heart to sing to, and a heart that will sing to me. I'm in your hands to take and hold me, to make or mold me, if you but knew. In you I find my consolation, my destination depends on you. Love must have love to cling to, as a leaf clings to a tree. So I must have a heart to sing to, and a heart that will sing to me.
Love, 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 oh, rub, 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 scrub, 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 singing in the bathtub. Happy once again, watching all my troubles go swinging down the drain. Singing through the soap suds, life is full of hope. And you can sing with feeling, why feeling for the soul. Oh, a ring around the bathtub isn't so nice to see. But a ring around the bathtub is a rainbow to me. Reaching for a towel, ready for a rub. And everybody's happy while singing in the tub. Why am I excited? Why am I so gay? Why am I delighted? Oh, what day is today? Pardon my elation, everything's all right, and I get inspiration every Saturday night. I'm singing in the bathtub, happy all alone, tearing out a tonsil just like a baritone. Boom, boom, boom. I never take a shower, it's an awful pain. Singing in the showers like singing in the rain. All this dirt to be abolished, but don't forget one thing. When the body's washed and polished, sing, brother, sing. You can yodel opera even while you scrub. And everybody's happy while singing in the tub. To be abolished, but don't forget one thing. When the body's washed and polished, sing, brother, sing. You can yodel opera even while you scrub, and everybody's happy while singing in the tub.
Eddie Walters in 1929 with Ned Washington's most famous composition, written with Herb Magidson, Singing in the Bathtub. We began the show with the flip side of that Columbia 78, Hello Baby, which was also recorded by Smith Ballou, Will Morgan, Ruth Etting, and Skinny Ennis, and I also have an instrumental version by Jay Whidden and his new Midnight Follies band. Hello Baby was followed by Chick Bullock and Anytime, Any Day, Anywhere, a Ned Washington, Lee Wiley, Victor Young collaboration. That's from February 9th, 1933, and featured the Dorsey Brothers, Joe Venuti, and Eddie Lang in the band. Then it was Bing Crosby with Irving Aronson and his Commanders and Give Me a Heart to Sing To from the film Frankie and Johnny. That was recorded on July 5th, 1934. Production on Frankie and Johnny ended in 1934, but the film was not released until 1936. Lyricist Ned Washington, born August 15th, 1901. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Born the same day as Ned Washington, but in 1881 in Freeport, Illinois, was composer Ted Snyder. He grew up in Boscobel, Wisconsin, birthplace of the Gideon Bible, where he posted theater bills for a living. He moved to Chicago in his 20s and worked as a cafe pianist and staff pianist and song plugger for music publishing companies. His first hit as a songwriter came in 1907 with There's a Girl in This World for Every Boy, with the lyric by Will D. Cobb. In 1908, he moved to New York and formed his own publishing company, where he wrote and published If You Cared for Me, with the lyric by Ed Rose. In 1909, Snyder hired a young songwriter by the name of Irving Berlin, you may have heard of him, as a staff writer, and eventually Snyder and Berlin became publishing partners with Henry Watterson and a hit songwriting team. In 1914, Snyder was a charter member of the American Society of Composers, Authors, and Publishers. Snyder teamed with lyricists including Burt Kalmar, Edgar Leslie, Sam M. Lewis, and Joe Young. In 1930, Snyder retired from the songwriting business and moved to Hollywood, California, where he opened a nightclub. He died in Woodland Hills, California, on July 16, 1965. Hits from the Snyder catalog include The Sheik of Araby, My Dreams of the USA, and these.
Thank you.
we had a little battle of the xylophones going on there. We just heard the Green Brothers Novelty Orchestra and Who's Sorry Now from June of 1928. Before that, we had a couple of lesser-known Ted Snyder compositions. With Rudy Sarita playing xylophone, we heard John Furman directing the Rhythmic Eight and Shoo the Hoodoo Away. And we began our tribute to Ted Snyder all the way back on April 11, 1911, with Charles A. Prince's band, which did not include a xylophone, and Ramshackle Rag. Composer Ted Snyder, born August 15, 1881. Last week, August 15th, marked the birth in 1892 in New York City of lyricist Sidney Clare. He began his career as a dancer and then a comedian in vaudeville and eventually wrote special material for vaudeville acts. His first song hit came in 1921 with Ma, He's Makin' Eyes at Me from the stage show Midnight Rounders of 1921. Other Sidney Clare lyrics from the 20s include Then I'll Be Happy, One Sweet Letter from You, Miss Annabelle Lee, and On the Good Ship Lollipop. He was most famous, however, for the music he wrote, beginning in 1929, for more than 50 Hollywood films, including Transatlantic Merry-Go-Round, Hit the Deck, Bright Eyes, and the entire score for the RKO film Street Girl. He collaborated with composers Cliff Friend, Lou Pollock, Richard Whiting, Harry Warren, Vincent Humans, James Monaco, Buddy DeSilva, and others. Sidney Clare died in Los Angeles on August 29, 1972. Here are three from the pen of Sidney Clare.
Come on and put your arms around me and tell me that you're glad you found me. Come on and put your arms around me. Oh, baby, come on. By looking in your eyes, I surmise this is my chance. I can see this will be a heavy romance. Come on, because I can't resist you. I won't be happy till I've kissed you. Come on, because I can't resist you. Oh, baby, come on. When I'm beside you, my heart is gone. Come on and let your conscience guide you. Oh, baby, come on.
Thank you. Thank you.
From a 1931 radio transcription from the Coconut Grove at the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles, Gus Arnheim and his orchestra with My Sweet Tooth Says I Wanna, But My Wisdom Tooth Says No, a Sidney Clare, Joe Young, Sam H. Stepped collaboration. Before that, it was Cobblestones, variously spelled on different labels as a single word and hyphenated, as on that OK 78 Wax December 7th, 1927 by the New York Syncopators, an Ed Kirkaby pseudonym. Ted Weems also recorded Cobblestones for Victor. We began our tribute to Sidney Clare with that scat intro and vocal by Fred Hall on Come On, Baby. Fred Hall and his Sugar Babies recorded that for OK on November 12, 1928. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Last week, August 15th, marked the birth in 1894 in New York City of Harry Akst. His career began as a pianist and accompanist for 4 years for Nora Bays, and he became one of the most prolific composers of the era, producing tunes such as Dinah, Babyface, Am I Blue, and Birmingham Bertha. He served in World War I, and at Camp Upton in New York, he met Irving Berlin, for whom he would later work. He wrote for the Broadway musicals Artists and Models in 1927 and 1934's Calling All Stars. He moved to Hollywood in the late 20s to work on film musicals. During World War II, he toured military bases in the U.S. and abroad with Al Jolson. His chief collaborators included Grant Clark, Benny Davis, Sam M. Lewis, Joe Young, and Burt Kalmar. Harry Akst died in Hollywood, California on March 31, 1963. Here are three from the pen of Harry Akst.
Men like brandy, Chinamen like rice, kids fall for candy, gamblers for dice. Even the strongest have weaknesses too. My strongest weakness is you. Thank you.
I'm just a woman, that's only human, one you should be sorry for. Woke up this morning along about dawn, without a warning I found he was gone. How could he do it? Why should he do it? He'd never done it before. Am I blue? Am I blue? Ain't these tears in these eyes telling you? Am I blue? Why, you'd be too. If each plan with your man done fell through, there was a time when I was his only one, but now I'm the sad and lonely one. Lordy, was I gay until today? Now he's gone and withdrew. Am I blue? I know it. He's in Chicago and I'm down here in Birmingham, trying to get the money to go and find my honey. I am, yes indeed I am. I've got the blues in my heart and my shoes wanna start, yet I'm in a jam, a terrible jam. Oh, don't ask me, am I blue? Why do you ask me, am I blue? Ain't these tears in these eyes telling you? Again you ask me, am I blue? Why would you be too? If each plan which a man has done fell through. Don't I remember the time when I was his only one? But look at me now, I'm the sad and lonely one. Oh, didn't I used to be gay? Oh, till today. Gone and withdrew, Lord, am I blue.
Thank you.
The University Six, a contingent of the California Ramblers on the Harmony label, and She's Got It, from May 25, 1927. She's Got It was written by Benny Davis, Harry Axt, and L. Wolf Gilbert. We had another little xylophone solo in there, courtesy of Adrian Rollini, and the vocalist was Arthur Fields. Before She's Got It, whatever it is, we heard Ethel Waters and Am I Blue, written by Harry Axt and Grant Clark, from the Warner Brothers picture On With the Show. That was recorded May 14, 1929. We began our tribute to Harry Axt with the Ipana Troubadours, a Sam Lannon group, and My Strongest Weakness Is You, with the vocal by Smith Ballou. That Columbia 78 was cut October 11, 1929. A few weeks ago, I played the electrical version of Steppin' in Society by the Knickerbockers, a Ben Selvin pseudonym. Well, I received a request from longtime listener James in Waterloo, Iowa, to play the acoustic version, which was recorded just a couple of weeks earlier. So here to start an all-acoustic set of Society songs is Ben Selvin's May 13, 1925 acoustic recording of Steppin' in Society.
Thank you.
We began that society set with Ben Selvin's acoustic recording of Steppin' in Society, made May 13, 1925, and issued on Vocalion. Just a couple of weeks later, on May 26, they recorded it electrically as the Knickerbockers for Columbia. Next, it was Joe King Oliver's jazz band and High Society Rag from an OK 78 wax June 22, 1923. And we finished up our society set with Edward Kid Ory's Sunshine Orchestra and Society Blues from July 19, 1922. Kid Ory was born on Christmas Day, 1886, in Louisiana, and from 1912 to 1919 led one of the most popular bands in New Orleans. In 1919, he moved to California for health reasons and formed his original Creole jazz band, sometimes billed as Kid Ory's Brown-Skinned Babies. They played residencies in San Francisco, Oakland, and Los Angeles until 1925. In 1922, the band recorded for the Sunshine label, which was owned by brothers John and Reb Spikes, as Spikes' Seven Pods of Pepper Orchestra. The records were sold only in the Spikes Music Store at 12th and Central in Los Angeles, but they were also issued on the Nordskog label. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.